Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a wife on the way home remarked to her husband after a church service, "Did you see what Mrs. Jones was wearing?" "No," said the husband, "I didn't." Well, did you see how tired Mr. Smith looked?" "I bet his wife didn't give him a moment's peace," she asked. "I'm afraid I didn't," said her husband. To this, his wife replied, "Well, a fat lot of good it does you to go to church." Why do we come here on Sundays? What is it that draws us here? What makes some of you come every week without fail? Why don't you, like the majority of Americans, only come during weddings or funerals or Christmas or Easter? We come together in this church because it is here in this worship service that God comes and meets us. In the time of Moses, the people of Israel came together in a tent to meet God. They tabernacled. And since the very beginning of the church at Pentecost, Christians have made the point of coming together on Sundays to experience the presence of God. And sometimes we come here with a heavy load upon our shoulders. Perhaps the past week has been a horrendous one. Maybe your health has been poor, or your relationship with others has turned sour, or your work has been dull and uninteresting, and you are trying to decide if you want to make a change. Maybe your financial situation has caused you a headache. Maybe you are struggling with a death and you can't understand how God could allow this to happen. Perhaps you are faced with a tough decision and you found out you made the wrong one. Perhaps you came today with something that has happened that kept you up all night. Whatever the baggage we bring with us to our worship service, God is ready to minister to us, to help us, and to reassure us. We come here to meet God. God ministers to us as He speaks to us through His Word after we have confessed our sins. He announces that our sins are forgiven through the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And the burden of guilt has been lifted from our shoulders, and we are assured that God's love is still red hot for us, even though we have disappointed Him so very much. We come here to meet God, and He ministers to us through His Word. We hear again the words of promise, comfort, and hope that come from God Himself. We are reminded that God has made a promise to us to always be close at hand in our time of need. Our baptism reminds us that God's loving arms are encircled around us, even at those times when we feel that God is far away or that we don't deserve His loving embrace. He warms us through the Holy Spirit at work in us. When we are being sidetracked off the straight and narrow, when we are getting ourselves and our priorities all mixed up and lose sight of what really is important in this life, we come here to meet God. And when we come to Holy Communion, God meets us in a very special way. We receive the body and blood of Jesus that He gave up for us on the cross because of His great love for us. We are strengthened and we are assured of our forgiveness. Our faith is reinforced and our trust in God's commitment to us is reaffirmed. And we may come with heavy hearts and confused minds, and God ministers to us and He strengthens us to meet the challenges ahead of us. Oh, the problems may still be there when we leave the church. But in our meeting here with God, we are given the power to deal with them. no matter what is happening in our daily life, we are reminded that God is real. His power to help is real. We are His people, and His love for us never fails. We come here to worship God because He is worthy of our praise. Oh, we see a lot of hurt in our world. We see what evil and sin are doing in people's lives. We experience pain, grief, and depression, and anxiety. We often don't understand why we are suffering, why we have to experience such intense pain, why innocent people suffer. And we ask, if God is good, why am I hurting? If God is good, why doesn't He take it all away? But simply because we don't understand doesn't mean that God isn't good. The problem is not with God, but with our perception and understanding of God. King David didn't hesitate to say, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His steadfast love endures forever." God is worthy of our thanks and praise because He is good to us in so many ways. God is good because He has provided the answer to sin and death through His Son, Jesus Christ. We can do nothing about our sinfulness. We just keep on sinning. We can't help ourselves. However, God has provided the answer in Jesus. His death has brought us forgiveness and eternal life. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God has prepared for us to do. God is good. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. He has made us, He cares for us, and He provides for us. He has given us family, friends, and fellow members of the church who provide us with human strength and support in good and bad times. God's plan was never for us to go through life alone. God, in His marvelous goodness and wisdom, has provided family and friends to affirm, encourage, and support us during difficult times of life. God has given us family and friends to lean on in times of mourning, hurt, suffering, or pain. Yes, God is good. We could go on all day talking about the ways God is good to us. And we could all tell of times when we have been especially blessed by the goodness of God. We come here to worship, to have God minister to us, and then responding with praise for all the good things that God has done for us every day. We come here to meet God. One Sunday morning, the pastor noticed little Alex was staring up at the large plaque in the narthex of the church, and it was covered with names of members who had died at war. The 7-year-old had been staring at the plaque for some time, so the pastor walked up and stood beside the boy and said quietly, "Good morning, Alex." "Good morning, Pastor," the little boy replied, still focused on the plaque. "Pastor, what is this?" Alex asked. "Well, son, it's a memorial to all the men and the women who have died in one of the services." Somberly, they stood together, staring at the large plaque. Finally, with a puzzled look on his face, little Alex asked, "Which one? Was it the 8 or 10:30 service?" I wonder if little Alex is saying something about what happened in the services of his church. King David, he tells us something completely different. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. King David is excited about coming to worship. He encourages everyone to sing with all of their heart, just as the choir encouraged us today. He wants us to be thrilled at the prospect of coming to worship, to meet God, who is keen to minister us to all of our needs. He wants us to worship the Lord with joy. As God's stewards, as God's managers, we are responsible for time, talent, and treasures. And when we think of time, we often think about the time we serve others, but we need to think of the third commandment as well, and it reminds us that we need to be good stewards of our time with God. And yet there are times when each one of us can confess that we have gone to worship more out of a sense of duty than because we wanted to. Have you noticed that when your attendance at worship is dropping off, or the thought of going to worship is not filled with anticipation and joy, it's because somehow you've lost sight of the purpose of why you go to worship? Somehow, you lose sight of the goodness of God in your everyday life. For some reason, you don't see God as a powerful effect on your life, and you take all that he has done and gives to you for granted. Worship is a time when God ministers to you, a time when God brings you into an intimate relationship with him through word and sacrament, a time when God strengthens you to face the hurts, the problems, and the crises of your everyday life, a time when you can praise and thank God for all of his goodness, a time when you can serve others, especially through your prayers, a time when you can respond with thanks and joy. Be good stewards of your time, not only of your time of serving one another, but also of your time with God. Yes, we do have a wonderful God. So let us heed the call of King David when he cries out, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works." For we come here to meet God. Amen. Now, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.